Hi, this is Jim, and you're listening to Radio Genius.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me
Israelite,
get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Israelite.
A wife and my kids, they pack up and leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to receive.
Oh, Israelite.
Shut them a tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde. A storm, they must be a coming. But catch me in the farm, you sound your alarm.
Oh, Israelite.
The morning stepping for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, the Israelite,
sir. I said my wife and my kids to the back up and leave me. Darling, she said that was yours to receive.
Oh, the Israelite,
sir. Look, we chuck them a tear of choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the Israelites,
after a storm, there must be a coming. Catch me in the palm, you sound your alarm.
Oh, the Israelites,
yeah.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, 221 years ago, in a hall that still stands across the street, a group of men gathered and with these simple words launched America's improbable experiment in democracy. Farmers and scholars, statesmen and patriots who had traveled across the ocean to escape tyranny and persecution finally made real their Declaration of Independence at a Philadelphia convention that lasted through the spring of 1787. The document they produced was eventually signed, but ultimately unfinished. It was stained by this nation's original sin of slavery.
Thank you.
And yet words on a parchment would not be enough to deliver slaves from bondage or provide men and women of every color and creed their full rights and obligations as citizens of the United States. That what would be needed were Americans in successive generations who were willing to do their part through protests and struggles on the streets and in the courts, through a civil war and civil disobedience, and always at great risk, to narrow that gap between the promise of our ideals and the reality of their time.
Born in the 1940s, my parents couldn't hold on. Etsy King was on a march for power, true.
Black power, that is. Panthers and their attitudes were best. New business suits.
Stricken with determination to rise above a slave, the Mayo men used fire hoses to spray the monkeys back in their cages. To spray the monkeys back in their cages.
Thank you. and brothers in the PE out there. We got to do something about this, you know what I'm saying?
Was Living Color with Funny Vibe, and I imagine you've guessed by now what the theme of today's mix is. At another time, I might have a different Living Color song to play in a Barack Obama-themed mix, Cult of Personality. I can't say I've entirely swallowed the Kool-Aid at this point, but it was amazing to see him tackle such a sensitive subject as deftly as he did in his recent speech on racism. So this mix is dedicated to him. Before that Living Color track, we had Fishbone's Slow Bus Movin', one of several songs on the subject of racism from their 1988 album Truth and Soul, one of the best albums of all time, by the way. Before that, we opened with Desmond Dekker's Israelites, and followed that with the Melodians' version of Rivers of Babylon. Next up is Billy Paul with Am I Black Enough For You?
Enough for you. 6. I gotta use my money to the office. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? We gotta move on up, 7 by 7. We got children and we got to get to heaven. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? We gotta move on up, 8 by 8. Without no winners, we ain't too late. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you?
I'm the son of a black man from Kenya and a white woman from Kansas. I was raised with the help of a white grandfather who survived the Depression to serve in Patton's Army during World War II, and a wild white grandmother who worked on a bomber assembly line at Fort Leavenworth while he was overseas.
Out of sight.
it's only been in the last couple of weeks that the discussion of race in this campaign has taken a particularly divisive turn. On one end of the spectrum, we've heard the implication that my candidacy is somehow an exercise in affirmative action that is based solely on the desire of wild and wide-eyed liberals to purchase racial reconciliation on the cheap. On the other end, we've heard my former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, use incendiary language to express views that have the potential not only to widen the racial divide, but views that denigrate both the greatness and the goodness of our nation, and that rightly offend white and black alike.
You're quite hostile.
I got a right to be hostile, man. My people been persecuted.
I hold the mic device. With force, I keep it away, of course. I'm keeping you from sleeping. And on the stage, I rage and I'm rolling. And to the poor, I pour in all the metaphors. I'm not bluffing, there's nothing that we ain't did before. We played your state, the points made, you consider it done by the prophet of rage.
What the people say?
Yo, Grip, you and S1W, get to the east side. We got to kick it for the east side, G.
I roll with the punches so I survive. I survive. Try to rock, cause it keeps the crowd alive. I'm not bowling, I'm just calling. But I'm past the days of yes, y'all in. I wiggle round, around, I pump, you jump up. Hear my words, my verbs again.
Juiced up, juiced
up. I've been around a while, you can't describe my sound. Clear the way for the prophets of rage.
What the people say?
Hey, yo, Grip, we got to get to my man Ralph in the south. Let's kick it to the south side, G.
I ring your bell, can you tell I got feeling?
And
just peace at least, cause I want it.
Want
I want it so bad,
so
that
bad.
I'm starving.
Starving.
I'm like Garvey,
Garvey.
So can you see B? It's like that, I'm like that, leave me the hell alone.
Hell
if you
alone.
Don't think I'm a brother, then check my chromosome. And then you check the stage, I declare a new age.
Get down
for the prophets of rage.
Then you kick it like this.
Okay, okay, come on. Okay, okay, come on. Okay, okay, come on.
Get down. Yo, kick it, Chuck.
Come on.
Beautiful, follow a path of positivity. You go from singing to rapping to harmonizing to go-go. Little you know, but very seldom I do party jam.
Party
I'm
jam.
Not a plan, I'm considered a man. I'm the recallable, God made it affordable. I say it, you're playing back in your car, even portable.
Stereo, stereo.
Describes my scenario. Left or right, black or white.
Black
or
white.
Lies in the books that you're reading. It's knowledge of yourself that you're needing.
Needin'.
A life vest of your apostle, we have a reason why.
Reason
to
why.
Debate the hate, that's why we're born to die.
Born to
Mandela.
Die.
Cell dweller, that's it, you can tell a clear
the way
for the prophet of rage.
What the people say?
Okay, okay, no more.
Yo,
okay,
yo,
okay,
man.
No more.
Yo, J.
Okay,
hey, yo,
okay,
yo,
no
J. Yo,
okay,
get it,
okay,
Chuck.
Come
on.
Control two, cause I'm pumping what you used to. Till the whole juice crew gets me in my goose down.
Goose
I do
down.
A rebel yell.
And I'm a Duracell.
I call it plain and insane. Brothers causing me pain. When a brother's a victim, in a cell is a dweller in a cage.
Yo, Rocky Acapella, G.
How are the people say?
You're quite hostile.
the ladder. Can't reach the truth, but one God, one market, one truth, one consumer.
Shut the quiet people down.
Is your hand on a nigga? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
This is the reality in which Reverend Wright and other African Americans of his generation grew up. They came of age in the late 50s and early 60s, a time when segregation was still the law of the land and opportunity was systematically constricted. What's remarkable is not how many failed in the face of discrimination, but how many men and women overcame the odds, how many were able to make a way out of no way for those like me who would come after them.
Was Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. We went through a lot of tracks before that, actually. Saul Williams, Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy, and of course the godfather of soul, James Brown. Interspersed through the tracks have been some snippets of the speech I mentioned. If you haven't seen or at least read it, I highly recommend you do so. It's all over the internet currently. If
you're savvy enough to find your way here, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube or the transcript on CNN. And now, here's Bob Marley's Redemption Song, a song that I love to play on guitar, but I always feel like an imposter playing it.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Song.
have seen is that America can change. That is the true genius of this nation. What we have already achieved gives us hope, the audacity to hope for what we can and must achieve tomorrow. Requires all Americans to realize that your dreams do not have to come at the expense of my dreams. That investing in the health, welfare, and education of black and brown and white children will ultimately help all of America prosper.
Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds dismal. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, run, run. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around. talking about a revolution.
I would not be running for president if I didn't believe with all my heart that this is what the vast majority of Americans want for this country. This union may never be perfect, but generation after generation has shown that it can always be perfected. And today, whenever I find myself feeling doubtful or cynical about this possibility, what gives me the most hope is the next generation. The young people whose attitudes and beliefs and openness to change have already made history in this election.
Come on, come on. Chances grows thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, one love, come on, one heart. Let's get together and feel alright.
One love,
one heart. Thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will
feel alright.
Let's get together and.
Deja que sigan con su vanidad. Y es por eso que voy a preguntar. Serán perdonados al que pecador que ha impresionado a la humanidad.
Is there a place for the hopeless sinner who has hurt all mankind just to save his own? Believe me, one love. Let's get together and feel alright.
Gypsy Kings and some other guests doing a millennial remake of Bob Marley's One Love. Also Tracy Chapman, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and Sly and the Family Stone singing about how we're all just everyday people. I hope you liked the set, and I hope you liked Barack Obama's words. I'll leave you with the end of his speech. Until next time, This is Jim on Radio Genius.
Now, by itself, that single moment of recognition between that young white girl and that old black man is not enough. It is not enough to give health care to the sick, or jobs to the jobless, or education to our children. But it is where we start. It is where our union grows stronger. And as so many generations have come to realize over the course of the 221 years since a band of patriots signed that document right here in Philadelphia, that is where perfection begins.